welcome to Dish Nation. What's up, everybody?
So coming up, we're going to tell you what's keeping Meghan Trainor from having sex.
And is our girl, the breath, the new Mariah Carey in this video? Ooh, y'all got to see this.
Plus, Andrew Ford is dishing with the one and only Melissa McCarthy to talk about her new film.
But before we get started, we want to say thank you to the viewers and fans of Dish Nation.
Yes.
Because guess what?
Yes.
Yes, we have been renewed for two more seasons.
Thank you so much
for all your support. We could not have done it without you. But we got to keep dishing because that's what you're here for. So what do you got, Sherry?
Okay, President Barack Obama, he is on the cover of the latest InStyle magazine, and he looks so good. And they asked Barack Obama what makes former First Lady Michelle a badass. And this is what he said. Well, you know, people probably are not aware of what it's like to work out with Michelle. And sometimes that includes her boxing. You don't want to get in the way when she's working on a bag, including some kicks. There's force there. Literally, she is a badass, former First Lady Michelle Obama, but does it surprise you that Michelle is so into boxing?
Actually, it doesn't surprise me when Michelle does anything because she can do anything and accomplish anything.
I love her.
That's why I think we all have a crush on Michelle. It's just like, okay, I'm looking forward to seeing Michelle Melania at the MGM next March.
Oh, Michelle Obama? She will kick her ass.
Let me tell you something about Chicago girls. We don't play. We can smile, but we know how to fight.
And especially when you got a dude like Barack Obama, as hip as he is, you probably got miscellaneous people trying to slide into the president's DMs, and she got to work out just in case she got to check off.
That's right, head
crack. And she will.
Portia, if Michelle Obama were to challenge you to a match, would you be down to jump in the ring with the former First Lady?
I'd knock her out. Knock her right out.
Oh. Boy, that's a threat. The feds would be at your house for that statement.
I am so joking. I'm so joking. First of all, if I got in the ring with Michelle Obama, she would knock me out because I'd be standing there in pure starstruck. Like, I'd be like this, and she'd just uppercut my ass, and that's it. Like, it's the end of the fight.
That's it. Ding,
ding. All right, so every so often, we get stars serving up some old tea, that Earl Grey, if you will, all pulling skeletons from out of the closet. So it's time for a segment we call Digging Up Bones. Follow me on this. Now, before drug lord El Chapo was captured back in 2016, Sean Penn interviewed him for the Rolling Stone. And Sean was able to meet El Chapo thanks to actress Kate Del Castillo. Well, Kate went on Red Table Talk, the Estefans, and explained her relationship with Sean and how the media treated her after this went down. Check it out.
They asked me if I had something romantic, if I had a relationship, and I only had sex.
It just happened.
Had I been a man, then it would be viewed like, that's great, that's so fantastic.
Okay, but he threw her under the bus.
Not only that, but he used me as a bait.
That's not cool.
And then he never protected me.
Man.
Wow. Ooh. This was a deep interview. But this interview with them, she went into full-blown detail about, about what she stayed in that room and all kind of stuff. She told it all.
Portia and Brad and Heidi, don't you hate it when a man sleeps with you and uses you? Isn't that just awful?
Well, it hasn't happened a whole lot, I got to tell you, Sherry. I may be the wrong person to ask.
Now, Portia, Kate made it clear that she didn't date Sean. They was just having sex. Is it surprising to hear a woman say that?
Surprising to hear a woman say that, but that's the thing about Kate, and that's why she was the one who was chosen for the interview. She is transparent, upfront. She say what she want to say. She don't give a damn. And it's actually pretty
not
refreshing because a lot of women will come back and try to act like they had this relationship with Sean and it went south and they were so hurt. She like, no, he used me. We had sex. It was what it was.
Right, honey.
All right, y'all. Not long ago, we told you that Meghan Trainor is all about that baby. Yeah, y'all. She and her husband, Daryl Sabala, are expecting their bundle of joy early next year. But guess what, y'all? Megan's afraid to get nasty while she's pregnant. This is what she said.
What?
Maybe this is weird, but mentally, I can't have sex while our son is in between us. All my pregnancy apps say it feels really good, but all I can think about is there's a little boy in my belly. Now, Portia and Sherry, y'all have babies. What do you think about this?
Mm. All right, so for me, listen, I understand what she's saying. So there is a moment where you think about, oh, it's a baby in between us. But them hormones, let me tell you something, they will quiet all of the anxiety and they will open your legs right on up and you will get a job done.
Okay. Somehow.
You be like, I can't. I don't want you to hurt the baby. Next thing you know, you like, the baby better take the beating like me. Like, it is what it is.
What I would say to Megan Trainor is you better get out of that older baby to baby, because that baby gonna be there when the baby is crying. Your husband's gonna want to have sex with you. It just is like, but I also will tell you, have sex, because everything is so much more sensitive. Literally, when I was pregnant and I was my breasts were producing milk, those were the best orgasms. You got on these boobies and you was I was screaming like I couldn't even. I was in the mood.
He was doing what?
All right, sometimes we catch our host doing fun, interesting, and strange things online. Gary, I'm talking to you. So we got to tell you about it in a segment we like to call Dish Developments. People are going crazy for these face swaps, and that includes us, and our very own Heidi recently posted this of herself as Austin Powers and Mini-Me, and it was hilarious. Actually, spit my juice out watching this. Check it out.
No crib on MTV. God only knows. Got my mini-me in the GP. See how it goes.
Yeah, a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hilarious.
You're the most adorable mini-me I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Well, guess what, y'all, honey? Our girl, Brad, honey, gave us her own face on Mariah Carey's body, honey. And We Belong Together video, y'all. And Brad captured this, honey. She said, ever thought what would it be like to be seen in your bestie's shoes? Check this out.
Hilarious.
Brad, when I saw that yesterday, I thought you shot a new video.
First of all, y'all, my road manager, Bella, ain't got nothing else to do. She's bored to death, and she's here, and she showed me this. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute, and I posted it. So, now, Heidi, your video was so dope. I mean, you look bald for real. I mean, did you ever think about shaving your head, ever?
Daily I think about shaving my head. And when I did that video, I was like, maybe I can shave my head. Maybe I'll go pull it off.
I like you with the shaved head. It's very sexy, Heidi.
Heidi, whoever knew you didn't even need your neck? You got this long, beautiful neck. You don't even need it. You're still beautiful. Like, wow.
This has to be your Halloween costume next year.
I'm going to do it next year.
Next year, Heidi. That's cute.
All right, well, coming up, we're going to give you a million reasons why you should be George Clooney's friend. Ooh. And Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Try it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, there is nothing like having a good, rich friend. Now, we had this discussion about George Clooney. Now, this was pre-Sherry. So, Sherry, I'm going to fill you in. We discussed the rumor floating around that George Clooney had gifted 14 of his friends $1 million in cash.
Oh, what?
We heard that rumor. We talked about it. And now, after a few months have gone by, it does appear that that is all facts. George sat down with GQ Magazine in celebration of being crowned Icon of the Year. And this is what George Clooney said. Quote, without them, I don't have any of this. And we're all really close. And I just thought, basically, if I get hit by a bus, they're all in the will. So why the f*** am I waiting to get hit by a bus?
Hello.
But what if you never get hit by a bus and you fall out with one of those friends? Do you ask for the money back?
Yeah. Georgia said it happened after his 2013 movie Gravity, when the studio gave him a percentage of the profits instead of giving him a salary because they didn't think the movie was going to do anything at the box office. So there you go. Well, Sherry, George put the money in Toomey bags and invited all his friends to a party for the big reveal. And how would you have reacted if something like this would happen to you?
Chewy, first of all, just to get the Toomey bag, I would have reacted crazy.
Right. But I'd be happy with that. Expensive. Right.
But I'm telling you, if I open up a Toomey bag and there was $1 million in there, I would be on the floor crying. Then I would get up and start taking my clothes off because I'm like, this too good to be true. I know this ain't free.
Right.
I got to have sex with you.
You think you're dreaming? See, you're like, I'll just get naked in my dream.
I'm going to get naked because I know what you want and I'm going to give it to you.
See, if my friend gave me a bag with $1 million in it, I'm thinking it's not legit.
Like, I mean,
where am I hiding this? This is the thing. If he didn't know about his relationship at the mall, it was before they got married. So eventually, you know, maybe they'd get divorced. It's a Hollywood, you know, couple. They don't always stay together. So maybe he's hiding the 14 million. Right. Says, hold on to this for me. So in case she ever does take my stuff, takes my Casamigo money, then I always have this $14 million back with my bros.
But you know what, Frank? I'll tell you this. George Clooney better not ever lose his career because Amal will always be going, see, if you hadn't given away that $14 million, we'd have some money right now.
Like, she's like, you shouldn't have given it to them all. You should have given it to them all.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Okay, moving on. Bachelorette Tasia Adams, a.k.a. Backup Bachelorette. She better watch her words if she doesn't want a basketball wife to slam dunk her ass. Because on a recent episode of the podcast, Clickbait with Bachelor Nation and Bachelor Happy Hour, the reality star admitted that an L.A. Laker slid into her DMs. Now, she didn't reveal who the Laker was, but she did say who she would have liked it to be. Ooh. So watch the clip.
Who is the most famous person that has slid into your DMs?
See, I'm not going to say the name, but I've talked to a Laker.
Was it LeBron?
No.
I wish.
I know they
should have
LeBron
Day.
Okay.
All right. I know LeBron is married, Sherry. Yeah. So was she out of pocket for wanting a married man to drop into them DMs?
No, I think you know what she was just saying. I don't think Tasia would have literally entertained a LeBron. But if I was LeBron's wife, I know I would be side-eyeing her going, you will never be alone with that bachelorette. Absolutely. No, not.
If LeBron and his wife are fans of Bachelorette, they aren't anymore.
No, they're not watching the show.
You know what LeBron and his wife is watching? 90 Day Fiancé. But it ain't The Bachelorette. Not at all. Up next, our friend Andrew Foyne sits down with the hilarious Melissa McCarthy in the cast of Super Intelligence. So keep it locked right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here with the trifecta known as Melissa, Bobby, and Ben. We are celebrating Super Intelligence on HBO Max. Guys, welcome.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks so much for being here, Carol.
What is this?
Let's jump right into it.
I don't like this. Why is it doing that? I'm going to find out who you are, okay?
Carol, I am a technological super intelligence.
I know that voice. Is this James Corden?
I'm not James Corden, Carol. My analysis showed that hearing James Corden's voice would calm you. You sent an email to James Corden claiming to be the president of Corden's Wardens.
That was a tough night for me.
All right, now I want to ask each of you, if you could have an AI do something for you, what would be that thing that you would want? I'll start with Missy. I'm just going to call you Missy because I think we're best friends.
Sure, yeah. I think so too. What would I have it do for me?
Yeah.
Can you give me the power to control time and travel as I will?
Yes.
Great. I've always wanted to have 15 minutes a day where I can go back to any time period or see my kids at a certain age or go and hang out with my mom and dad in their 20s. So I will take time manipulation.
Okay. Bobby, how about you?
You know what'll be good? I think if I could, I'd have an AI be like my trainer all the time and be like, hey, dude, come on, let's go. Let's do some crunches or whatever the hell, you know? And then I'd go, fine. And he'd convince me to do it. And then he'd motivate me. Let's go, kettlebells, you know?
Oh, you would hate your AI.
I wouldn't. I think, like, if I didn't have to, like, go, fine, I'll be there and I have to show up. If the AI was just always training me, I think that'd be kind of
good. What if you could put like electrodes on you and actually make you do it? So you could be like napping, but you're like working out.
That's a work.
You like, I work out like I'm in the like 1971 movie.
Yeah.
Just bent wrist, terrible.
Yeah.
Now, Ben, now obviously James Corden is the voice of the AI in this, but if you could have any other kind of famous person be your own AI, who would that person be, Ben?
I think Bob Dylan seems like a good voice to hear in your head.
It depends on what years, how much you can understand him.
Yeah, like Lay Lady Lay Bob Dylan.
Lay Lady Lay.
Now Bob Dylan.
I think kind of now Bob Dylan. I think modern times.
Now, I know you guys are in Australia right now. Are you guys, is it beer o'clock there? Are you guys celebrating?
What time is it? It's only 10:19. But it's a special day, so we don't know when it's going to start today, but we're delightfully in Australia, which is why we can be together. We're all working on the same thing, potting, testing. But it's pretty great. But the beer o'clocks have really gotten us through some moments. Yeah. Today's going to be a big happy beer o'clock.
Yep.
Wrapping it up, Bobby, what is it like doing beer o'clock with the two people sitting next to you? Like, what is that scene like? Take me there.
It's troublesome. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of drinking. These guys drink a lot. It's crazy. I mean, they've got children. But no, seriously, it's troublesome.
I almost said the worst joke. I was like, yeah, but the kids drink too. It's fine. Just kidding.
They don't.
Everything's
I think
fine.
Everybody's developed a drinking problem in the last 8 months, haven't we? I think. Yeah.
Guys, I thought the film was super fun. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you so much. Go celebrate.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Being famous has its perks, right?
Don't I know?
Yes, it does.
Oh, we know it.
Well, tell me if you've had as much luck as actor Matthew Modine, because he told Page Six that the role of Private Joker that he played in Every Guy Loves This Movie,
Full Metal Jacket,
1987, Full Metal Jacket, that so role has gotten him out of at least 100 infractions. Speeding tickets and stuff with the police. It's mostly speeding tickets, he said. He also added that anyone that has been through any sort of boot camp, like cops, they have to go through boot camp, they always recognize him from that movie and are happy to give him a pass.
Wow.
Now, Sherry, I'm sure you've gotten tickets before. Have you ever gotten out of a ticket because somebody was like, oh my God?
You know, I actually went to jail. That didn't stop anybody from taking me to jail.
Sherry?
Yeah, I told you guys I went to jail, girl.
They thought she was Brat.
It wasn't like a year. It was only 8 days. I can't even brag about it when you were Brat. But I remember I remember the police stopped me and they came and they were like, oh my God, you was like, and then I was like, yes, I am. And then I signed their little autograph and they just said, slow down.
That is nice.
Cops just recognize me because I fit the description most of the time. That's when they stop me. Happens all the
Mexican
time.
While driving.
Yeah, I remember I got pulled over and then the cop came up. It was a female cop and she let me out of the ticket, but not because she recognized me from Dish Nation or from my radio show in Los Angeles. I was actually on a date with a soap opera star, and and she watches that soap opera, Days of Our Lives, and she let me out of the ticket because of the date I had.
Wow. Nice.
Scored twice that night. And those are the days of my life.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.